Passwords are so passé. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. In the beginning, there was the password. A dog's name, a significant date, stuck on a post-it note to the desktop. Then, the addition of special characters, random capitalization, two-factor authentication, and encrypted password managers. And still, passwords have been vulnerable to breach. That's why a number of big tech companies, starting with Google, are pivoting to an alternative, pass keys. They're supposed to be easier and more secure than passwords, according to Chester Wisniewski, a security expert at Sophos.
Ideally, what it looks like is you're kind of replacing your password with your device. And in this case, most of the time, that's going to be an iPhone or an iPad or an Android telephone or tablet of some sort. And if I'm on my desktop computer, I'm logging into Gmail, I go, instead of a password, there'll be an option, use a passkey. And I say, use a passkey. And it's like, oh, right, your phone is registered as your identity on Google. Scan this QR code with your phone and then use your face ID or touch ID or fingerprint ID to prove your identity. So in essence, it's using the biometric thing in your phone that you currently probably use to unlock your phone, either your face or your fingerprint, in combination with your computer to log you in. So you don't enter any kind of codes. There's no pins. There's no passwords. You simply scan a QR code and then use your fingerprint or your face to log into your account.
Using passwords creates multiple points of weakness. I guess you can forget. You can be phished. If you use a password manager, that data can be breached. Is there a point of weakness with pass keys?
There's a trend in the criminal networks these days of doing what we were terming cookie theft. So when you log into Gmail or iCloud or anything else, you end up getting a session cookie, which is just sort of like a pass when you enter your building at work. It's like you proved your identity to get the pass, and now that you have the pass, you can just run around the building tapping the sensors to open the doors. And these session cookies, that's how they work on a website. Once you have that cookie, it says, okay, this person gave us the right password, or in this case, they used their pass key and they proved that they were Chester. Now that I've proved that I'm Chester, this pass, anybody can take that pass and impersonate me. And that's the one weakness that passkeys have, is criminals can steal that cookie. Mm-hmm. And if they do steal that cookie, then they're already logged in as you and the site doesn't know the difference that it's not you. And if passkey adoption goes up, we can expect criminals to make more efforts to steal cookies because it's the primary way of bypassing this technology.
And what if you lose the device or get held hostage with it or something?
Well, anytime that you're in a situation where somebody is holding a lead pipe and threatening to beat you with it, there is definitely a problem.
Sure.
That all technology is going to fail at that point. The lost phone is one of the things that passkeys actually solves compared to earlier types of hardware authentication. Like, as mm-hmm. a security professional, I carry a USB token that has some cryptographic keys on it mm-hmm. that I use to authenticate. But of course, if I lose that thing, I'm locked out of everything that is tied to that key.
Right.
And what passkeys does is it stores the cryptographic identity protected in the cloud of the provider that you created the passkey in. So this is why it requires Google or iCloud or Microsoft OneDrive. All three of those current passkey solutions keep a copy of your passkeys in their cloud. That way, if you lose your iPhone, you just go to the Apple Store, you buy a new one, and when you connect to iCloud, your keys will come back. And so that's one of the advantages of passkeys.
And what about on the privacy side? Are there any concerns there?
I think the privacy on this is pretty good. There's a lot of rumors if you go, wandering around on Reddit and stuff mm-hmm. where people talk about concerns about these keys being held by Google or Apple on your behalf, that somehow they could surrender them. But the more I've looked into this, they're protected end-to-end with encryption before they're stored in those companies' clouds. So they can't hand over your identity to someone else. And from a privacy perspective, there's certainly no worse than the existing technologies.
If you are kind of a cautious adopter and you want to stick with passwords, or there are obviously some use cases that you have to stick with passwords for, what are the best practices with passwords right now?
Well, you covered a lot of them early in the interview, right? Password managers are kind of the standard, gold standard that we all recommend these days. I certainly use one. And when you're using a password manager, you can secure that password manager with more than just a master password. So if you're on the more security conscious side, you can buy a USB token called a U2F or FIDO token and use that in addition to a password to unlock your password vault. And I think that's probably the gold standard these days, is use a password manager. If you want to secure it with a hardware token, you can buy those hardware tokens for between $20 and $60. And that is probably your best bet.
Chester Wisneski at Sophos. As we mentioned, you can now set up your Google account with a passkey. We'll link to some step-by-step instructions to help get you going. Chester mentioned that the passkey will be stored on Google's cloud, which might sound less than ideal for those with a healthy distrust of big tech. But the alternative, a passkey that's stored only on a device, can also cause problems. It's something that's become kind of a familiar trope in the world of cryptocurrency, where the key to a crypto wallet is generally stored on a device, causing people to lose access to all their crypto funds should they lose said device. There was a widely reported story of a man in the UK a couple years ago who accidentally threw away a drive containing the key to a wallet with what at the time was valued at $500 million in Bitcoin. It's probably gone down a bit in value since then, but still pretty tough pill to swallow. Lydia Morrell produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.